The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Just a week ago, we spoke to Frank Graney, our Today FM courts correspondent, about Raymond Shorten, a taxi driver who had been found guilty for the rapes of two women in his vehicle on different dates 2 years ago. And Frank told us how he will be sentenced on the 22nd of July for those two terrible crimes. But today, more information about Raymond Shorten emerged. He's going to also face sentencing separately on the 19th of July. And this is very distressing information, particularly if you may have young people in the car with you or in the kitchen. You may not want them to be hearing about this, because what Raymond Shorten did 12 years ago was rape a 7-year-old girl. That victim wishes to remain anonymous. She is now an adult, but it is absolutely shocking, the detail of this particular case. Frank, can you please maybe explain to us why this is coming to light now?
Well, I suppose this was a trial that concluded in May, but we couldn't identify him then because, of course, he was awaiting trial for the rape of those two female passengers in his taxi. And obviously, to identify him at that point would have been highly prejudicial to that trial. He was back in court today, though, for, as you say, a sentence hearing in relation to this, the rape of a 7-year-old girl some 10 years or more ago now. And afterwards, the survivor of that abuse, she's now in her 20s, expressed her wish to have him publicly named, and we were more than happy to oblige. And as you pointed out, she does wish to retain her own anonymity, so we will absolutely respect that.
Absolutely. And this is the very, really distressing information. Again, I want to emphasise that people may be very, very upset by what they hear. But can you tell us, please, what happened in this case?
Yeah, within reason. I won't go into too much detail.
Oh, no, please don't. Yeah,
safe to say that, you know, it did happen, as I say, over a decade ago. The girl was just 7 or 8 years of age. Back then, Raymond Shorten, who's now 50, he was over 30 years older than her. We heard he knew her family and that he first raped her just a few days after her mother's funeral. Her mother passed away when she was just a young girl, and Raymond Shorten raped her just a few days later. She described, in relation to that that first attack, she described how she tried to scream, but that Raymond Shorten put his hand over her mouth to stop her from doing so. She was about the same age when he raped her for a second time, and not long after that, we heard that he sexually assaulted her in a car. And as is so often the case with cases of historic child abuse, the incidents only came to light in more recent years when she was older, when she, I suppose, had a better understanding of what he had done to her when she was just a little girl. She actually wrote it all down. She left a note for her grandmother outlining what had happened to her all those years ago. And that's when the guards got involved. Complaints were made. Raymond Shorten was arrested. An investigation ensued, and he stood trial, and as I say, he eventually was convicted for what he did.
Did he plead not guilty to this? Because in the case of the two young women that he raped in his taxi, he tried to claim that it was consensual. But what about in this particular case? Did he accept responsibility? Has he shown any responsibility for his actions, given that he denied them in the case of the two young women?
Oh no, absolutely not. He still doesn't accept a responsibility. He still continues to deny all wrongdoing. He doesn't accept the verdicts of the jury. He did stand trial. He was convicted in all three counts. He accused her of lying. In relation to the first allegation, he claimed that he was never even in the house where she claimed that he had raped her again that first time. He said that was 110% a lie. He said that what was being alleged against him was absolutely horrendous. In relation to the other allegations, he again accused her of making up lies. He said that he was mystified by the whole thing, so much so that when he was first contacted by Gardaí, he said that he thought it was a wind-up. He pleaded not guilty. As I say, the case went to trial in May. The survivor in this case, she bravely gave evidence at trial, and he again claimed that everything she said to the jury was made up, but the jurors did not agree. They did not believe him. They convicted him of all three charges, much to the relief of the woman, who is now, as I say, in her 20s.
Tell us about the victim impact statement that she provided today, please.
Oh, really powerful stuff, Matt. She, I suppose, started by telling the court what she was like before Raymond Shorten abused her, as far as she could remember, because again, she was just 7 years of age. She said that she was a content child, as she never got into fights with the other kids. She was very shy. She said that she found it hard to make friends, but she was very close to her family, particularly her granny. And as I said earlier, Raymond Shorten knew her family. She said that she was always creeped out by him, that she didn't want to go near him. She described, understandably, being absolutely terrified during that first attack. She did not know what was happening to her. But she said part of her thought that it must be normal, because in her mind, why else would an adult do something like that to a child? And after the first time, she again thought to herself that it must be normal behaviour for an adult. She said that she found sleep hard to come by, that she used to bring all of her teddy bears into her bed, line them up in order, and that was as an aid to, I suppose, help her sleep better. I suppose a poignant reminder of just how young she was, and that's something that she has continued into her later years as well. She gets great comfort from that. She described how she used to have these very strong emotional outbursts, and she wouldn't understand them, but she would just lash out. She would punch walls, seemingly for no reason. But years later, when she started attending sex education class in school, that's when she realized what Raymond Shorten had done to her all those years before, as a 7-year-old girl, was wrong. From there on in, she said that she was terrified of being alone with male teachers for fear that they do something similar to her. She described how her mental health deteriorated significantly, so much so that in June of 2022, she was rushed to hospital after a suicide attempt. In June of 2022, Matt, you may remember that was around the same time that Raymond Shorten raped the first female passenger in his taxi in Dublin City. She described the anxiety she felt after the investigation ended, and she realised that there was a high possibility that it was going to go to trial, that he wasn't going to put up his hands and admit any wrongdoing, as was his right, I should say, but a jury did find him guilty. She found the whole process nerve-wracking, especially when she was cross-examined at trial, but she said that she did feel some closure when the jurors came back and convicted him on all three of those charges.
Thank you very much, Frank Graney, our Today FM Cork's correspondent. We will cover the sentencing of Raymond Shorten on both of the days when it happens.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.